In vain we build the world, unless the builder also grows. And these words attributed to the renowned philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson resonate deeply in the realm of mental health and positive psychology. They encapsulate a profound truth that lies at the core of human well-being. Our personal growth is intrinsically linked to our ability to shape the world around us. In this blog post, we will explore the rich tapestry of meanings embedded within this statement and how it can serve as a guiding principle on our journey towards mental health and flourishing. So first, understanding the metaphor. To grasp the essence of Emerson's statement, it's vital to recognize the metaphor he employs, the builder and the world. The builder symbolizes our inner self, comprising our thoughts, emotions, values, and beliefs. This internal world is the foundation upon which we construct our external reality, the world we inhabit. Emerson suggests that the act of building, of creating and shaping the external world, is inextricably linked to the growth and development of the internal builder, our inner self. The implication here is clear. For our external endeavors to bear meaningful and sustainable fruit, we must invest in the nourishment and expansion of our inner world. So the interplay between personal growth and external achievement. Positive psychology, a field dedicated to understanding and enhancing human well-being, aligns closely with Emerson's wisdom. Researchers in positive psychology emphasize the importance of self-awareness, personal growth, and emotional intelligence as key components of a fulfilling life. The interplay between personal growth and external achievement is a central theme in positive psychology. It suggests that as we grow personally, developing self-awareness, cultivating resilience, nurturing positive mindsets, and honing our emotional intelligence, we become more effective builders of our external world. In other words, our inner growth empowers us to create a more meaningful and fulfilling external reality. Emerson's statement also invites us to reflect on the concept of authenticity. Authenticity is the alignment between our inner values, beliefs, and aspirations with our external actions and choices. When we strive for authenticity, we're not only building a world that is congruent with our true selves, but we've also fostering personal growth. This quest for authenticity can be seen as a cornerstone of positive psychology. Living authentically means acknowledging our strengths and weaknesses, understanding our core values, and pursuing goals and endeavors that resonate with our true selves. In doing so, we not only create a world that is genuine or a genuine reflection of our inner values, but also experience a profound sense of fulfillment and well-being. So there are some practical steps towards growth and flourishing. Emerson's statement serves as a powerful reminder that personal growth is not a luxury, but a fundamental prerequisite for building a world of meaning and purpose. To embrace this wisdom in our lives, we can take several practical steps. First, self-awareness. Regularly reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and values. Understand what truly matters to you. Next, positive mindset. Cultivate optimism and resilience. Approach challenges as opportunities for growth. Authenticity. Align your actions and choices with your core values and aspirations. Live in harmony with your true self. Relationships. Nurture meaningful connections with others. Healthy relationships provide support and growth opportunities. Mindfulness. Practice mindfulness to stay present in the moment, reduce stress, and enhance self-awareness. And finally, continuous learning. Embrace a mindset of lifelong learning and personal development. In conclusion, Emerson's timeless wisdom reminds us that the act of building the world around us is a reflection of our inner growth. As we invest in our personal development, we not only enrich our own lives, but also contribute positively to the world we create. In this symbiotic relationship between inner and outer worlds, we find the path to mental health, fulfillment, and flourishing.